The Chelyabinsk tractor plant in the Urals was opened during the first five-year plan in 1933. From the beginning, the factory specialized in the production of tractors and became the leading construction tractor plant in the Soviet Union. The first tractor was a 60-horsepower tractor S-60, also known as the Stalinets 60. In 1937, series production of the 65-horsepower diesel S-65 began, which in the same period won at the International Exhibition in Paris the highest award, Grand Prix. During the Second World War, the plant produced tanks for the Soviet Red Army, the best known of which was the T-34. After the Second World War, conventional tractor production resumed with the more powerful S-80, entering mass production in 1946. In addition to the significantly increased engine power, the S-80, unlike previous models, had a closed cabin. The S-80 tractors were used for land improvement and new land cultivation. The first batches from the Ural tractor factory arrived in the Estonian SSR in 1948 and were sent to the local machine tractor stations. In 1956, a new tractor, S-100, was produced. It had additional 20 horsepower and was also called a swamp tractor. 2-meter-wide tracks reduced the specific weight on the surface, and it was proudly said that the S-100 was not afraid of swamps. Despite the propaganda exaggerations, the new machine had almost twice the performance of the previous S-80. Therefore, the 100-horsepower diesel tractor found its widest use in land improvements. The extensive land reclamation work that began in the Estonian SSR in the early 1950s was carried out mainly with the S-80 and S-100 machines. Drainage ditches were ploughed, large stones pulled, and stumps were uprooted. Front plough was well suited for work in peat bogs. For propaganda reasons, the S-80 and S-100 also gained a wide reach on the topic of cultivation of new lands. There would have been nothing to do with the wheel tractor on the soft bog soils. Tractors played a special role in demonstrating the crucial role of state-of-the-art Soviet technology in the development of agriculture.